Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Yes, Brendan Bing and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's Museum Quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, where have the hard fouls in the NBA gone? Where have they gone? Plus, Tucker Carlson is out from Fox News, and Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. Deuce Collins, joins us on this hard-hitting Museum Quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real nice. Start this puppy up with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Lickety, let's go. Boom! Oh, yes. Oh, yes! Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Zickety Zone of Disruption. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. Captain Colitis, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody is feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling really sane. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Have no fear. And I gotta be honest, I had a plan, and then Monday started. I had a plan for today's podcast, and then the week started, but let me pace myself because I'm a little amped up. Oh, yeah. As I should be. Number one, the Knicks are up 3-1 versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. Number two, I had a great weekend at Uncle Vinny's in New Jersey. Number three, I'm going to be in Philadelphia this weekend. I'm going to be in Philadelphia at the Helium Comedy Club the 27th. 28th and 29th. 27th, 28th, 29th. And as I was coming down here to do today's podcast on a beautiful, an impeccable day in New York, a gorgeous, prototypical spring day. When you think of spring days in New York, today is every single thing you can hope and or imagine it would be like. Had a great workout, pumped that thick steel. You see it, right? I mean, sometimes I try to cover, I try not to show too much skin because I want you to be paying attention to my thoughts and ideas. So I try not to show too much skin because I do not want to be known as just a piece of meat, right? I cover up. But you see what's happening. You see the shoulders. You see it all. Nice workout. Thick steel, jumped rope, all that. Coffee, avoided going to the bakery. I walked by my bakery this morning and it was like, because they got these morning buns. Then they got chocolate morning buns. And they call you. I don't even know why I walk. I should avoid the street. The reason why I didn't avoid the street, because I was thinking about going in there. I was like, I'm going to go. But then I didn't go. That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Knicks are up 3-1. The playoffs have been great. And right before I picked up the golden mic to do this podcast, I found out that Tucker the motherfucker Carlson is gone from Fox News. He's out. I believe this cocksucker has the highest rated cable news program, Tucker Carlson. And I understand why. This guy's a lying buffoon. Just a lying, maniacal fuck with Trump derangement syndrome. And as we reported on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast last week, Dan Bongino, bye-bye from Fox News last week. This is all on the heels of $787 million, $787 million settlement Fox News had to pay out to the Dominion Voting Group, Dominion Voting Corporation. You know when you go vote in the little booths? Some guy created a great business, and then they have to be slandered by Fox News saying that the Dominion Voting Group had something to do with a rigged election. So what happens? They fucking sued them. And instead of going to court and fighting for what they thought or what they knew was right, they settled the fuck out because they knew it was all wrong. So Dan Bongino's out. And now Tucker the motherfucker Carlson is out at Fox News. And I say, good, get rid of all of them. I want that wonky-eyed freak, Laura Ingraham. I want her out next. You know, Ingraham, the Ingraham angle? I want her and that fucking lazy eye and her face, which is just pumped to the nine with Botox. Fucking face doesn't even move. She's like, da, 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 da. Trump, da, 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 with that fucking smirk, that perpetual smirk. Which is only because it doesn't move. You're fit. Ah, bah, 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 bah. I'm Laura Ingraham. This is the Ingraham angle. Bah, 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 bah. Loosen your shit up. Can you go like this, Laura Ingraham? Does your forehead go like that? It doesn't move. You can't frown. You can't smile. Your shit's just like this. Shit's frozen, bitch. Shit is frozen. Like that. Anyway, Tucker Carlson's the leader of the pack, and he's gone. And allegedly, a friend told me, I got this from Trump. He does this all the time. This is how you face no consequences. You go, a friend told me, I heard. Well, a friend told me that he allegedly heard that the reason why Tucker the motherfucker Carlson is also leaving Fox News is because of the Dominion voting settlement of $782 million. Allegedly. That's what I heard. That's what a friend told me. And I said, good, you fuck. This is not news. And I'm not saying CNN is unbiased news, but Fox News is not fucking news. We ain't talking about CNN right now. We're talking about Fox News. They're the ones who had to settle $788 million, not CNN. Okay? Dan Bongino, Don Bongino, Tucker the fucker, Carlson. Sean Hannity, you're next, you fuck. Watch your mouth. Watch your fucking... That's what it all comes down to. Watch your fucking mouth. Can't just be saying everything and anything and call yourself a news station, a news broadcast. Motherfuckers will sue you. They'll sue you real nice and they'll sue you real proper. Anyway. The NBA is and always will be fantastic. The NBA playoffs are, they're great. They're great. People are fighting. There's been injuries. Anthony Edwards kept afloat. The Minnesota Timberwolves, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, Draymond Green, and the Warriors, they tied it up with the Sacramento Kings. Giannis is hurt. They're looking like they're in trouble. The Knicks are 3-1 ahead versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland, this is for you, you fucks. 3-1. I thought you motherfuckers were going to push them to the 7th game. The sad thing about the NBA playoffs first round is that the word that has been used the most during the playoffs is groin, private parts, penis, Johnson, and jewels. Because the NBA, the fouls that have gone on in the first round of the playoffs between Draymond Green's chest stomp kick to Joel Embiid's dick kick on Nick Claxton to James Harden's dick flick or elbow to the dick to Dylan Brooks' blatant dick flick on LeBron James. The amount of times this has been discussed in the last week, week and a half is embarrassing. If you're an NBA fan, last week listen to Stephen A. Smith, Kenny, Charles, Shaq, Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, Frank Isola, and every other NBA analyst and correspondent, Doris Burke. Poor Doris Burke. She had to get in there and talk about all the kick to the groans, private parts, sensitive parts. Yo, can we bring back some just straight up hard fouls? You want to foul a guy? Clothesline him. You want to foul a guy? Push him. You want to foul a guy? Forearm shiver. These low-key kicks to the dick, these low-key flicks to the dick, it's embarrassing. You guys are ginormous men, physical specimens. And the way you're hard fouling each other in 2023 is dick shots, basically shots to the dick. The great Maurice Lucas, the great Lonnie Shelton, the great Charles Oakley, the great Anthony Mason are laughing at you guys. You want to make a hard foul? Make a blatant hard foul. But literally, this is the entire conversation was last week. I had to turn it off. And I love NBA banter. I love NBA discussion, NBA debate. But like, I literally had to turn it off. I was like, what are we talking about here? Is Dylan Brooks going to be suspended for him hitting LeBron James in the dick? Is Joel Embiid going to be suspended for kicking Nick Claxton in the dick? Should James Harden have been thrown out of the game for elbowing or flicking so-and-so? What is this? Are we playing grab ass or is this the NBA, man? It's a fucking playoffs. You got a problem with a guy. You want to make a hard foul? Make a hard foul like a fucking man. NBA is and always will be fantastic, and I'm enjoying the playoffs. I've had enough of that. I'm also enjoying being on the road. Like I said, I had great shows at Uncle Vinny's in Jersey. Shout out to everybody that came to the shows. I will be in Philly the 27th, 28th, and 29th, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Helium Comedy Club. And then I am going to be in Houston the 5th and the 6th of May, Burlington, Vermont, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Then I am going to be in Rhode Island the 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'll be in Chicopee, Massachusetts, one night, June 11th. And then I'll be in Denver the 15th, 16th, and 17th. All tickets are up on my website. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. Excited about those shows. Having a good time on the road. My voice is back. Feeling good. I got bunkered down. I had a situation in a hotel. So I was in Jersey. And I was like, this shouldn't be an issue. I booked my hotel for one night and I was like, I could do a late checkout and maybe I'll even have to pay for an extended late checkout. And I was even willing to pay if I needed to use the room for a few extra hours, and they said you had to pay the whole night. So I booked the room for one night. The next morning I get up at 11 and they go, are you checking out? I go, I ain't checking out. I'm going to get some coffee. They go, well, you need to check out at 1 p.m. Now, it's 11:30. I said, well, I don't want to check out at 1 p.m. My show ain't till 7. They said, well, you need to check out at 1 p.m. We're sold out. Literally had just gotten up. I said, okay. I'll be right back. So I'm driving around Jersey trying to find some coffee. Jersey's big. Let me tell you something. Jersey's a big place. You don't just walk around New Jersey. Unless you're in one of these towns or something like that. Anyway, I get my coffee and I'm coming back into the hotel. And unbeknownst to me, when I'm coming back into the hotel, I leave my phone in my car. I'll get to that later. But I put my hoodie on. I go, I'm going to go in my room and I'm going to bunker the fuck down. I'm not checking out at 1. I'm not checking out 6 hours before my show. I got a show at 7:30. I just got up. I'm not leaving the fucking... You're sold out? We're in the middle of nowhere. I'm in the Jersey Shore. It's a random Saturday. The hotel... So it's not like the Four Seasons. It's a nice hotel. And full transparency, when I checked in, they were like, oh, we're big fans. Wendy Williams this. Can you take a selfie? Yada, yada, yada. Next day, they're like, you got to leave. I go, okay. I'll see you. I walk in the hotel room. And I go... This is going to be a standoff. They're going to have to smoke me out. I'm not just leaving the fucking room. I'm not just, I don't know, what am I going to do? Stay in my car for 5 hours? Like, I want to, like, you know, go get some food or something like that, but I'm not killing 6 hours on a Saturday. There's games on. So I get back in the room. 1 o'clock comes. I start hearing knocking at the door. Room service. I go, I'm not ready. They go, we come back. 1:30, the phone rings. They go, you know, checkout is 1 o'clock. I go, yeah, I know. I'm not ready yet. Get myself together. Having a tough day. They go, okay. 45 minutes later, room service. I go, we're not ready yet. Now it's we. It's not just me. It's we. I don't know why I said we. Phone's ringing. I take the phone off the hook. They're knocking. I don't have my phone because they're calling the room phone. I realize I left my phone in my car and I'm afraid to go to my phone in my car because I'm afraid if I go to my phone in my car, they'll kick me out of my room. And I don't want an incident. I'm trying to avoid incidents. I got enough incidents. Every day of my life is an incident. When I wake up, it's an incident. So I'm trying to minimize my incidents. Anyway, 3:30, they're knocking, they're calling the room. I figured out how to work my iWatch. My wife's calling. The Dust Brothers are calling. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Anyway, I'm watching the games. I got my stuff packed in case the cops show up, because that's what I was thinking was going to happen. The cops were going to show up and be like, sir, you have to leave the room. And I was prepared for that. But anything other than the cops, the manager's calling, the lady, I said, didn't you ask me for a selfie yesterday? She goes, yes, I know, but the manager, I go, well, aren't you a fan? You're trying to fucking put me in the streets? Anyway, somehow, some way, they didn't smoke me out of there, and the cops, I didn't want New Jersey State Troopers showing up at my door going, Mr. Rappaport, we know you're in there. You got to get the fuck out. Inevitably, I wound up leaving peacefully. It was a peaceful standoff. About 5:15 after my game and halfway through the other game. I don't remember what game was on. But the point is that I was concerned they were going to smoke me out, you know? They were going to start throwing in the tear gas and smoke me out of there. But I was prepared. I had my fucking clothes on and my sneakers at the door in case anything went down. My bags packed and closed on. Nonetheless, it all worked out. But for a minute, they were pressing me hard. And it's fucked up when, like, you know, just the day before, they're taking selfies and shit. I am Rappaport Podcast.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What else is going on? The fun thing about this episode is I'm bringing in the shooter, Dean Collins, aka the young shooter, aka Deuce Collins, aka Deuce Pacino. Normally, I'll bring him in for the entire episode when he comes in, but I said a little bit of the shooter goes a long way. Plus, the shooter's like Ferris Bueller. Like, he everything's got to be, like, right, the time and all that stuff. He's on the West Coast. The sun's got to be, you know, risen, but not too risen. Can't be too hot. Can't be too cold. But without further ado, let's bring in the young shooter, Deuce Pacino, Deuce Collins. We got him there? Holy, wow, that was, what a transition. We got him. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Dean. Hey, how are you?
How you doing, man? Nice backdrop.
Thank you. I am doing well. I'm all amped up, all fired up. Happy to have you. And normally I ask you, what have you been doing? What have you been watching? But I'll just jump right into this. I watched the first two episodes of the FX/Hulu documentary Dear Mama, directed by Alan Hughes of the Hughes Brothers. Obviously, they directed Dead Presidents and Menace to Society. And I did not have high expectations, not because Alan Hughes isn't a ridiculous filmmaker, because he made that five-part documentary series. I just thought, how much more can we get? How much more can we learn? How much more can be riveting about Tupac? And I got to tell you, it's fantastic. It's so well done, so compelling. The filmmaking and the storytelling and the things he did with music and the way he just broke down every little bit of his life thus far and his mother's life, Afeni Shakur, who I knew about, but I didn't know the details about just all the stuff she had been into as a Black Panther. And I knew that she represented herself and the other Black Panthers in this famous court case when they wanted to give her, I believe, 365 years in prison, literally. It's so fucking good. I cannot recommend it highly enough. Dear Mama on FX/Hulu. The first two episodes are up now. And like I said, it's directed by Alan Hughes. Brilliant filmmaking. I can't wait for the rest of the documentary to drop. Did you watch it?
I've heard about this documentary, but and I've seen like little clips or trailers, teasers, and it looks good, but I didn't watch it.
Yo, it's fucking dope.
Is the family involved in the doc?
The family is involved, and apparently the family and the estate, you know, wanted Alan Hughes to direct it. And it's excellent. It's fucking excellent. And of course, there's stuff that you've seen because Tupac, I mean, I was trying to think of, I know four documentaries that I watched about Tupac, but the way he tells the story and the way it goes back and forth and the things that they do with music and the things that they do with archival footage and the things that they do with some footage I had never seen. And, you know, I'm a big Tupac fan. It's excellent. I mean, it was
all right.
Really, really, really good filmmaking. Great documentary. And like I said, it's five parts. And I really would love Alan Hughes on the podcast because I would love to talk to him about just how he went about doing it. It's really fucking good. You should definitely take a look at it. And anybody who is curious or was thinking the same thing like I thought, trust me, it's well worth watching it.
Well, that's a rave review. I mean, you sound like really passionate about it. I got to check it out.
Thank you. You sound pretty passionate yourself too, man.
I'm not as passionate about you as how you are with the documentary because I haven't seen it, but I'm a passionate person. I've been watching things, but there hasn't been anything on TV that I've been like, oh my God, I love this or you have to watch this. So that's nice to hear that there is something on FX that's worth watching.
It's great. I'm telling you, it's fucking great. I started rewatching it again this morning, just because I'm telling you, it's really, really, really well done.
All right, cool.
It's really, really, really well done. Are you awake, my friend?
I woke up not too long ago, but I'm here. I'm here. Don't worry about when I woke up.
Hot chocolate?
You know I don't do coffee. I haven't had any hot chocolate, but after this, I'm planning on getting back my smoothie game back with the green juices. I got some celery, carrots, kale. I got a lot of greens. I'm gonna put that in a blender, and because I really am watching my figure these days. Like, I'm watching what I eat because the past couple of weeks have been really bad. I've joined a gym that's up the street from me, so I'm walking to the gym. I'm getting my steps in. I'm doing
I don't want to give too much details as to where you live. Because you know, fans will come after you.
Oh, it'll be like the Beatles outside my house.
But when you say walk to the gym, come on. Let's not make it seem like it's like you're walking two blocks.
It's like, I wouldn't say two. I mean, maybe three. I mean, probably like three blocks. Okay, you got me. Probably about three or four blocks.
Okay, and what are you doing these days? Like, are we doing that steel? Like, what are we on?
Pull-ups? No, we're doing treadmill. We're doing
running. You're running for like 45 minutes?
Not even. We're not running either. We're doing a 3 speed on the treadmill, but we're doing an incline at about 8 to 12 incline, and we're doing it for about 30 to 45 minutes because there are these girls on TikTok, believe it or not, they talk about weight loss and how you don't have to run on the treadmill to achieve your weight loss goal, that you could set it on an, it's called the 30-3-12 or the 12-3-30 method or whatever it is, where it's a, you put it on a 12 incline, yes, which is really fucking hard.
Yeah,
I have to tell you, it's hard. You walk for 3 speed. It's like a light, you know, it's like a quick pace there with the walk. But
you're on that shit for 45 minutes. It doesn't get boring.
Not at a 12 incline. I'm not. It's really hard at that. But for about an eight incline, I'm doing that for about 30 to 45 minutes. It gets boring. And after the first 5-10 minutes, I'm thinking there's no way I'm going to be doing this for 40 minutes. And sometimes I'll get off, but I've been doing it, but I have to watch what I eat because I've been going crazy on the Ben and Jerry's lately.
Yeah.
It's not an everyday thing. It's not even an every other day thing. It's once in a while, but Ben and Jerry's fucked my head up because there is a flavor that, you know, cause I was really hot on the Tonight Dough with Jimmy Fallon. And I love that ice cream. I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Fallon, but his ice cream is fantastic. And God, it's such a great ice cream. If you haven't had it, if the fans haven't had that ice cream, it is life-changing, I think. And it's also filled with fucking like 1,300 calories a pint. But I got off of that for a while. I was feeling good. And then I was introduced to a flavor called chocolate milk and cookies. And this is something that I just stumbled upon. I picked it up and I was watching TV and I was like, whoa, once it hit my face, it's like cocaine or something.
Damn.
Like it's like a drug. Like once I tasted it, it really got me going. And so I've been craving that. But I'm finding myself going all across town to search for the fucking thing because they don't have it at CVS. They don't have it at Rite Aid. They don't have it at Gelson. So I have to like go to like a Target in like the ghetto to like find chocolate milk and cookies. Like I'm scouring the fucking aisles. And when
like
you get
you go to
that,
like you'll go anywhere and everywhere to get it.
I'm like calling, like, hi, I'm like,
asking them if they have it.
I'm like, they're transferring me to like the frozen food manager. And so I have to ask the frozen food manager if they have it. And so I'm scouring the aisles at like a janky Target. And then when you get to the aisle, inevitably, there's like 4 other people that are like hovering over the ice cream.
They want
aisle
that milk
as well.
And chocolate too.
They want the chocolate milk and cookies
too.
Yo,
that sugar. Sugar's an addictive thing. I was just talking earlier on the podcast today, man. I walked myself off the ledge this morning because I wanted this. I don't even know what the fuck it is. Some
cookie?
Honey bun. I wasn't even at my cookie yet. This is in the morning. I don't eat cookies until the afternoon. But this bakery called Orwashers. Man, but luckily I walked away from it.
Good for you, because it's a low moment when you wake up at about 8:30 in the morning and you're going for the pint of ice cream.
You eat
That's
ice
when
cream
you know
at 8:30 in the morning?
No, hell no. But I can't say that it hasn't happened.
You've eaten
I can't say
ice
I
cream
haven't
at 8 in the
that.
Morning?
For sure I've done that. And that's a low
that
moment.
That ain't good.
No, but I can recognize that that's not a good moment and that I'm probably in trouble at that point. So I joined the gym. I went to the grocery store the other day and I got tons of veggies and all this shit. And I'm just like, I'm fucking starving. I'm like eating rabbit food here. It's no way to live. It's so fucking boring. But I'm going to be making these
fast,
smoothies.
Man. Don't eat after 6, 7 p.m. Eat from
that's
12
what they
to
say.
7. That's the best way to do it.
That's what they say.
That's
so,
the easiest
anyway.
Thing to do. That is the easiest thing to do. I don't know. You can't sleep. You got problems. I don't know. Listen, I don't give a fuck what you're eating, to be honest with you. I don't want to spend this episode talking about you and your celery and your carrots. I don't give a fuck what you're eating. I don't give a fuck what you're eating, to be honest. I wanted to talk about the Tupac documentary, which is excellent. I was talking about Tucker Carlson's leaving Fox News.
I saw that. And do you see Don Lemon is fired too?
Whoa. They got rid of Don Lemon. They did that this morning too?
I'm like a correspondent over here, over the
honestly,
fucking airwaves.
They should bring me in for real. Because you know what's fucked up? Did you notice The Daily Show, formerly with Trevor Noah? They have, they're bringing in guest hosts. Everybody is guest host. From Marlon Wayans, who was great, John Leguizamo, this comic, that comic, Sarah Silverman, this, that, and the third. The Daily Show. Interchangeable guest hosts week after week. The only person who hasn't been brought in to host The Daily Show is me, Michael Rappaport. But when the shit hits the fan, who's the guy on the front lines talking that shit the most? Me, Michael Rappaport. And full transparency, I had a conversation with them about it. And they acted like I was fucking, I don't know. But I'm offended that the motherfuckers at The Daily Show have not had me in for not even one episode to host The Daily Show. But now you're getting rid of Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon, and all them. Because you know why? Because these guys, they're too radical. Don Lemon is a Jack Faker, and Tucker Carlson is a complete Jack Faker. And I didn't know that they got rid of Don Lemon this morning.
That's breaking news. After 17 years, fired from CNN.
And well, he said wild shit about the women. And wow, 17 years.
That's a long time. But when you see all these guest hosts on The Daily Show and all that stuff, and you don't get that phone call and your phone doesn't ring, do you go internally and say, why?
No, I don't say why, because I know what it is. I know it's about bullshit diversity. They had Al Franken, who deserves it. Al Franken, they fucked him. I know what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
It's some bullshit diversity shit. It's like, it's just some bullshit. But
well,
but
they need an Ashkenazi Jew on that show.
That's what I'm saying. Does the Daily Show hate Jewish men? They had Sarah Silver. But let me tell you something. Nobody would do it like me. Nobody.
No.
And John Leguizamo killed it. Marlon Wayans was awesome. Marlon Wayans was funny as fuck. When Marlon Wayans is on point,
Marlon Wayans, great.
Funny motherfucker. I mean, they've had everybody do it. And I was like, they're going to call. I don't even need to think. Of course they're going to call me. I hosted close to 50 episodes of The Wendy Williams Show. I'm the host of the worldwide phenomenon I Am Rappaport Serial Podcast. I've been on live TV, on sports shows, this, that, and the third. I'm known.
And you were in Grand Theft Auto, for God's sakes.
Exactly. And you got everybody hosting The Daily Show, but you're not coming to me, the Gringo Mandingo, me, the inflamed Osh, me, the guy that came up with the moniker Dick Stain Donald Trump. So when you say, do I ask why? I just know it's some bullshit. It's almost like I'm too hot for the block. The block is, I make the block too hot if I go on there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see Sarah Silverman and Marlon Wayans at the Trump rallies talking to the Antifa people and telling them to go around the corner with them. I don't see it. Maybe it's out there. Maybe it's somewhere on YouTube.
Need I say more?
Podcast.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know that you specifically had one thing you wanted to talk about on today's podcast.
Oh, about our relationship?
Yes. You said I want to talk about the origin story.
Yes.
Of Michael Rappaport and Dean Collins. You said I want to do the origin story.
Well, because sometimes when I go to the YouTube videos, I see some comments every now and again say, how come you don't put my name in the description? Like, co-hosted, or that I make an appearance there. And so some people say, why aren't you dropping his name?
I am going to tell you why I do not put your name.
I mean, I don't even get the fucking credit. If I'm waking up at 9 a.m., I can't even get a fucking title in the description.
I'm going to tell you why I don't put your name, and I'm no longer going to put your picture specifically on the YouTube videos, because you're YouTube shit. When I put your pictures up there, the content isn't YouTube shit. I think very highly of you. But for some reason, when I mention your name, I put your face up there, and we know
they don't want it.
We know we make gold. The stuff that you and I do, it's literally like gold flakes, like 14 karat gold flakes out of the sky. But for some reason, when I put you up there on YouTube, nothing. It's almost like
interesting.
I don't know if you.
It's like a repellent.
Your YouTube repellent.
Got it. So I understand the photo, maybe somewhere in that long description
maybe
box
in the,
with all
in the
that
description
shit.
I'm happy to put you.
No, but you know, I'm going to remember that, because I'm going to remember that when I start my own podcast and I get my own YouTube channel cooking. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to be like, when I put your photo up there, it's like fucking the numbers are all the way down. No one wants to see
Who
you
knows?
Up there. But we'll remember that.
I don't know. But just in case people listen, I do have a YouTube channel at Michael Rappaport, and it's fantastic. It is
right.
Really good. Anyway, go on. The origin story. I'll just ask you this question. I'll ask you the question.
No, but that was a part of the thing where people were saying, they were saying, you don't tag me in the videos. And they were saying,
nope.
Who is this person? How do you know this person?
Okay. So the origin story. You met me for the first time when you auditioned for The War at Home. And they had told me, they said, there's a kid, he's great, he's funny, and he actually looks like he could actually be your son. And you came back for the second audition. At that point in your life, what did you know about Michael Rappaport?
Zero. I knew zero. And a lot of people, my family didn't know too much, but my older brother was like, oh yeah, of course, Michael Rappaport. You don't know who that is? And he pulled up a photo for me. And I remember this was 2005. And I was 15 years old, and he pulled up a photo of me, and it was like you in like a blue sweatshirt with your hood up at like some premiere. It was like your IMDb photo at the time. And I was like, oh, okay, like I kind of see that. And
you kind of see
he was like,
what?
You don't know. The resemblance, I guess. I kind of saw the resemblance.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you were a pasty white guy, had like blondish hair, whatever. But he was like, you haven't seen him in this, and you got to watch this movie, Bamboozled. And he was all about Bamboozled, the Spike Lee movie, Bamboozled.
That's right.
Where you're in the
I'm and great that was in that film. And it's a great film.
You are.
Particularly good in that film.
Great movie. Great performance.
What you would call that is a ballsy performance.
Yeah, you like jumped up on the table at one point in
ballsy
that movie, I think.
Ballsy performance.
100%. And I remember watching that before the second audition. And I remember going in for that that role, and like the directors and writers were like laughing because they were like, you look exactly like Michael. Like they were tripped out by the fact that I could really play your son on that show. But that's when I met you. There's an amazing photo after the, it was a live audience taping. And I remember I've never done a live audience taping. Like
for
you
the
know,
pilot of War at Home, we did a live audience.
Did a live audience for the pilot. And I was so fucking nervous. I threw up before the live audience show. And
did
then
you ever
it got
thank
picked
me?
Up.
Cause I could have said, well, no, I don't like that little shit.
I don't think you had, I don't think you had a lot to do.
No,
with
I had total casting authority. And I could have said, I don't like that little shit. Let's go yeah. with another one of these little shits.
Thank God. I mean,
so,
thank
so
God.
Have you ever actually said thank you?
No, because I said thank you to Rob Lauterstein, the writer, creator of the show, the producer. I said thank you to a lot of people, a slew of people, but you were never on the list of someone that I thanked because I didn't know that you had a hand in that. You never told me you had a hand in that casting process.
So are you going to say thank you today or are you just going to keep going?
I don't think I need to say thank you. I mean, okay. I don't think I need to say thank you to you about that because I don't. You weren't there in the casting okay. process. It's not like you showed up at the casting process.
No, you read but with me.
Later, way. You're right. You're right. So I guess thank you for reading
you
with
go.
Me at the time.
There you fucking go. What was your first impression of me, Michael Rapaport?
My first impression of you
go
was.
Ahead. Go on.
Was that you were very loud, a big personality, not easy to be around for more than, you know, 10, 20 minutes. Really nice guy, great guy. And you could be a nice guy and have all those things that come with it. You know what I mean? And I remember also like we would have to eat a lot of fake food on the set and like they would teach you how to eat, mime how to eat food or whatever. And then sometimes on our lunch breaks, we would eat on the set at the actual table in the kitchen set of the show. And I remember, you know, I'd had my fork and knife and I'd be eating my chicken and be cutting everything up. And you were like a caveman. You would like stab the chicken with like your fork. You'd have the fork in your right hand. You didn't have proper etiquette. And I remember I was always like raised with manners and my parents like told me how to like hold a fork and knife.
That's because you're British, motherfucker. That's because you're British, motherfucker.
I didn't
motherfucker.
Grow up in London.
Excuse
okay,
me?
I didn't grow up in London.
Well, but your father did, okay? And,
sure.
And that's that bullshit, you know, like bureaucracy, you know, from the, what is it called? What is it called?
The royal family? I don't know.
And whatever. You like, whatever. I didn't grow up like that. And my brother eats correctly and I'm ambidextrous. That's why I cut right. with my right hand and then also eat with my right hand. So I don't
But
need
what is it chewing with your mouth open? Where does that come into the ambidextrous part of it?
Don't worry about that. So that's
I just remember thinking like
this is the origin story. You're trying to criticize the way I eat, motherfucker.
No. I just remember thinking like you had a lot of caveman tendencies. Like it was like watching like a wildebeest on the set. It was like, whoa, like what is this? What is this creature? But we had a lot of great times together.
Yeah, there you go, motherfucker. We had great times.
Yeah, no, of course, we did. You're talking about first impressions. You're talking about first
well,
impressions,
you said
but there's
you
an
wanted
amazing
to tell the origin story like it was fucking Spider-Man and Batman and shit.
That's good. Well, but no, and there's an amazing photo of me and you. I remember after the taping, I was actually like nervous to get a photo with you after the show ended. I was like, I'm going to knock on his door. Maybe I can get a picture with him just, you know, for keepsake. And I remember knocking on your door with my mom, I think, and she took a photo of us and I gave a thumbs up in every fucking photo in 2005. 2005 was like my year of just putting the thumbs up. And so there's a great photo. I look so young. I'm 15 and we're 20 years apart. Exactly.
Damn.
So I was 15. Or no,
yeah,
I was 15.
I was 35.
And you were 35.
That's crazy.
Which is, and you know what's crazy?
What?
Is I'm going to be 33 next month. So I'm almost close to your age, close to the age that you were when you did The War at Home, which is mind blowing to me. And I don't Damn. Look like an adult person that should have a wife on a show. I still look like I should be trying out for fucking Disney Channel characters, or I shouldn't have like a spouse. I mean, that looks crazy.
Right. Right. I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that.
No.
Okay. Because you're not going to continue fucking insulting me on my goddamn podcast, you fuck. And then ask why you're not in the YouTube description. You little prick.
I was just wondering why.
You little prick, you.
I didn't even notice the YouTube description. Someone pointed that out, but that's okay. You don't have to put me up there. I'll keep note of that. But no, we had some great times on that show.
Oh,
we did
so
a lot
much
of videos.
Fun. We had so much fun. What a fun, good show. They really ran us off that network. And it had nothing to do with us, nothing to do with the show. Listen, shows get canceled for a variety of reasons. Speaking of which, yo, this writer's strike is going down.
That's what I heard. I heard there's like not going to be a lot of work for a lot of people.
The writer's strike is going down. And the thing that people are going to notice first is late night TV. Late night TV is going to be pulled off the air. This is effective May 1st. Now, there could be a Hail Mary that stops the writer's strike, but I'd bet the house that the writer's strike is going down. So there's going to be no more late night TV until this is resolved. Unless things are already in production, there's not going to be any more TV or movies shot unless they're already in production or the scripts are already submitted or things are obviously already, there's a bunch of stuff that has already been shot, but it's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. And the reason why this strike is going, it's a variety of reasons, but the WGA, the Writers Guild, a lot of it has to do with streamers and money and streamers, residuals, and all that stuff. Because when you do a streaming show, unlike a network show, you get paid a flat fee. And unless you're like Brad Pitt or, you know, Jennifer Aniston, who does a lot of stuff on stream, they'll pay you that crazy amount of money. But no one else is making any money except for the streamers. So if a show or a movie is on a streamer and it's popular and it airs over and over and over, the writers aren't getting more money, because if a writer writes an episode of, let's say, Law and Order SVU, the more it airs, the more money you get. But on the streamers for movies and television, you get paid once, and that's a big problem. And I don't know how long this strike is going to last, but it's going down, and it's starting, I believe, May 1st.
But why is that just for the writers? Because isn't that the same with actors as well? And actors and directors? Because streaming is...
The actors' deal, I believe, is sometime in June. It might be June 30th or June 1st. I think it's June 30th. It comes to an end, or June 31st. How many days are in June?
31, I think. Or is it...
Is it 30 or 31?
Fuck. These months are so tricky. It's 30. It's definitely 30.
I think it's June 30th. And I don't know. I think this is going to be bad. I think it's going to be bad.
Well, so if everything's shutting down and there's a crazy strike and there's not going to be a lot of work, are you going to be diving like head into stand up and like touring and stuff like that? Like,
well,
what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to continue touring, and then there's a show that I may do that the scripts have already been submitted. Because there's like, if the scripts have already been submitted, you can
start production on that
exactly. But then there can't be any rewrites. It's a whole thing. It's going to be messy. It's going to be this strike, if it goes down, and I truly believe it's going to go down, it's going to be messy. Anyway,
well, before we go, you need to like get on some Bo Burnham shit and do your own like late night talk show from your fucking house. Do your own lighting, do your own shit.
Is he doing a late night talk show?
No, but you know how Bo Burnham did his inside.
Right.
You know, he did everything himself. Right. He shot it. He did the lighting.
Fuck the Daily Show. Fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck the Daily Show. You got everybody and their mother guest hosting except for the motherfucker who has laid it down the most.
That's what I'm saying.
In the last 5 or 6 years. Fuck the Daily Show. I hate to say it, but fuck the Daily Show.
No, there you go. I don't blame you.
Ain't the first time I've told somebody to fuck off. Ain't going to be the last.
No. Right.
Anyway, it's been a great podcast. It's an hour-long episode, an hour, 60 minutes of chaos, craziness, and disruption. Anyway, Dean, you got any parting words? The origin story thing just really kind of fell.
Well, we didn't dive into that. I don't think
people
really...
Well, I don't
want to
dive into it, because you, once we started, you're like, oh, I'm sitting there, I'm 15, and I'm eating, and you're like chewing with your mouth. Like, you're going into...
It was my first impression.
You're going into a weird place. You're putting me in a weird spot when you're saying I'm 15 and I'm eating with you, and you're like, you know, that's the kind of shit people could get canceled for.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to cancel you, but
I think
it didn't sound like you...
Yeah, I think you are trying to cancel me, motherfucker.
It didn't sound like you had amazing words for me as a first impression either, motherfucker. So you didn't have anything that great to say about me when you first met me. I mean, what was your first impression of me? We don't have to go back to it, but you didn't have like
an actor. Just a guy.
Right. An artist, right?
Just a guy. It's a guy who got cast. Lucky enough to be cast as my son.
100%. And I never took that show for granted. I think a lot of people on that show took it for granted.
We had the most fun. You and I were having a ball doing the War at Home, the now defunct Fox television sitcom. We had a ball.
Definitely. And we've talked about it before, but you got me into some of the hottest nightclubs in LA when I was 15 years old. Maybe I shouldn't say that on record, but that happened too. And they were like carding people who were almost 21 and like, oh, you're not 21 yet. And I just slid in.
I don't know how that happened, but I remember that one time on the dance floor that you and I were both dancing and I was single and you were 15. We were dancing with some chicks, and I high-fived you. That
high-fived
shit
you across.
That was hilarious.
We were fucking best friends at that point, and that was a great time. Had some amazing moments. We'll have to dive into that era from 2005 to 2007, but my God, that was a great time. And they need to put those seasons somewhere on streaming, on Netflix,
so
on Hulu, wherever.
So good.
Because they were originally, but we need to find those, and the people should do some digging and look for those shows because we had a great time shooting it.
Came, saw, disrupted. Kiggity came, saw, disrupted. Deuce Collins, Deuce Pacino. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, take me out of here with something real nice, yes. Take us out of here with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.